اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Well, today in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we are going to listen to the recitation of verses 7 and 8 of Suratul Bayyinah, recited by Brother Muhammad Hussein Saidian, the outstanding Iranian reciter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innalladhina
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 7 and 8 of Suratul Bayyinah, recited by Brother Muhammad Hussein Saidian, the Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in verse 7 of this surah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The first rule of tajweed that we have is غُنَّة of noon, that is مُشَدَّد. We have to apply غُنَّة to the noon by holding the sound of the noon for two vowel counts.
Yes.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا We hold the noon, the sound of the noon for two vowel counts, and it's a nasal sound. And sure. That's why it means غنة. غنة means a nasalization. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ الصَّالِحَاتِ, we have تَفْخِيم of صَاد, yes, as a letter of استِعْلَاء.
That is, the root of the tongue is raised.
And the mouth is open vertically. Mm-hmm. We have the highest level of تَفْخِيم. And seen and sawed are pronounced in the same way, yeah, in terms of the place of articulation.
Yeah, that's it. The place of articulation is the same.
Place of articulation is the same.
But the manner is different.
Yes, the manner is, in some characteristics, they're different. Yeah. For example, seen has istifal, while sawed has istirla. Seen has infitah, while sawed has the opposite characteristic, which is itbaq.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Itbaq, or practically, infitah. We can say, using these two terms, we can say, actually, seen is pronounced is with an empty mouth, but sad is pronounced with the full mouth.
Yes. Of course, that's not very precise if we just say full and mouth. If you want to make it more precise, we should say the back of the tongue and the root of the tongue is raised for sad, mm-hmm, while for seen, it's not.
Yeah.
Say, for example, especially the mouth opens horizontally when pronouncing seen with alif al-med. Okay, we say sa. For example, wasari'u, sari'u, sa, sa. But for sad, the mouth opens vertically.
Vertically.
Sa. Amilu salihat. And you can see the difference between the sad and the ha. The ha has istifal, so it's pronounced with tarwih. Ula'ika. We have matul muttasil, the lengthening, which is conjunct. Conjunct means that the med is in one word. The entire med is in one word. We don't have two words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It means that the cause of the med and the long vowel, they're in the same word. Ula'ika. And you have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts.
And be consistent.
Yes. In the next verse, we have another matul muttasil, jaza'uhum.
Another conjunctment.
Yeah, you have to lengthen to four or five, depending on
the previous
number
one.
Of the previous one, yes. Then we have a matul munfasil, fiha abada. This is matul munfasil, which is the opposite of muttasil, which means disjunct.
Disjunct lengthening.
There's a separation between the long vowel and the cause of the med, which is Hamza, by the way. Yeah.
They're in two separate words.
Yeah. Fiha. Fiha. We have aliful mad. Abada. Abada is another word. And mm-hmm, it begins with a Hamza. So we have fiha abada. This is matul munfasil, which could be lengthened to two, four, or five vowel counts.
Okay.
Radiyallahu anhum. Pay attention to how ra is pronounced with a fatha. It's pronounced with tafkhim.
Thickly.
With thickness. Rabbihim. Jazauhum inda rabbihim. Rabbihim. Radiyallah. Ra. 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 Mm-hmm. And also we have to make sure that the tip of the tongue touches the alveolar ridge, the mm-hmm, empty space behind the upper front teeth.
But not trill.
Yes, it shouldn't be trilled. So if you say radiyallah, radiyallah, that's incorrect. And it should not be like an English R.
Mm-hmm.
Radiyallah is incorrect. It's not radiy.
We need the tapping sound, as you said.
Radiyallahu anhum. Wa radu an. And we have the pronunciation of wad in the word radiyallahu and also in radu.
That is pretty difficult, I think.
Yes. Wad, the easiest way of pronouncing it is pronouncing like a dal with tafkhim. but pronounced softly, and we have to hear some stretching sound of this letter.
How can we pronounce dal with a stretching sound? So it says stop, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to pronounce it softly. Law.
Law.
Law. Instead of saying ba,
okay,
ba, you say law.
Law.
Radiyallahu anhum.
Radiyallahu anhum.
Waradu'an. See, we have this istitala for dad, la.
That is lengthening, I think.
See, before I pronounce the dad, you hear some sound. La, la. See this stretching? La.
Mm-hmm.
So we need this sound. Radiyallahu anhum waradu'an.
And the body of the tongue is raised, I think.
Yes, we have
the root of the tongue.
And also istirla, so we have tafkhim.
So it was pronounced with the full mouth, practically.
Yes. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ خَ, the خَ has تَفْخِيم.
The second highest level,
The second highest level. خَشِيَ, you should not exaggerate the تَفْخِيم of خَ. You shouldn't say خَشِيَ. خَشِيَ is incorrect. خَشِيَ, خَ, خَ.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you should not say خَ. Okay.
We don't have to spread our lips.
Yeah, we need the تَفْخِيم. But not too much.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
We've been discussing some hadith about the significance of the Quran. The hadith we have been discussing are selected from Al-Kafi, the section called Kitabu Fadl al-Quran, about the merits of the Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whoever recites the Quran while he or she is a young believer, Quran on the Day of Judgment would negotiate on behalf of this person. يقول يا ربي, my Lord, إن كل عامل قد أصاب أجر عمله غير عاملي. Everyone who has worked, who has been, for example, commissioned, who has worked for someone, has been paid. Except the people who have been working for me. فَبَلِّغْ بِهِ أَكْرَمَ عَطَايَاكَ. Please let him reach your most generous, most honorable gifts. Give the person who has been with me the best you have, the best gift you have. فَيَكْسُوهُ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ حُلَّتَيْنِ مِنْ حُلَلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah will give this person two dresses of heaven. وَيُوضَعُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ تَاجُ الْكَرَامَةِ. And then the crown of honor will be put on his head. What are those two pieces of heavenly dress? Maybe it's Aba and Qaba. And the crown is Amama, because Amama is the Tijan of heaven. This dress is not like other dress. This dress has reason. It's not just by chance we have chosen this dress. So anyway, this is symbolic, of course, of heavenly dress. So two dresses of heaven and crown of honor will be given to this person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أَرْضَيْنَاكَ فِيهِ. Are you now satisfied with what we have done for this person? Are you pleased? فَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنِ يَا رَبِّهِ قَدْ كُنْتُ أَرْغَبُ فِي مَا هُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ هَذَا. I was expecting more. فَيُعْتَ الْأَمْنِ بِيَمِينِهِ وَالْخُلْدِ بِيَسَارِهِ. Then he will be given Amn means safety, security, protection from fire, into his right hand, and the certificate of khuld, permanence in heaven. So one is not to go to hell, the other is to have permanent stay in heaven. So one being in the right hand, one in the left hand. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ اِقْرَأْ وَسْعَدْ دَرَجَتَانِ. Then he will go to heaven and he will be said, recite or read and go one level higher. Then Quran will be said, هَلْ بَلَغْنَا بِهِ وَأَرْضَيْنَاكَ. Are you satisfied? Has he reached the position that you wanted? فَيَغُولُ نَعَمْ. Then Quran says, yes, now I am happy.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن